The Seven Stations of the Secret. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. The world of all is all. Station number one, pre-eternity. The meaning of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you have reached the last station of the soul, Al-Fana, you will know. I could take you by the hand, but when you are in Al-Fana, you will know what these stations are. Now you walk and you reach a high station, and you can eat. But when I say eat, I do not mean to eat food in the normal way. I want you to know the meaning of this word. The heart needs to eat, but it is a different eating. The soul also needs to eat and to drink, but it is a different eating and drinking. They need to eat from the bread of the truth and to drink from the wine of the love. If you reach, and if you are special for Allah, there is no difference after that. When you look inside, you see that there is no inside and no outside. In every place that you look, you will find what you are and what He is. And there is no finding. There is only one. I have said before that there is one. And this is what I want from anyone, to be one. When you are one, you see nothing but the one. When you are one, you will find the secret. When you reach to be one, there is no one after that. Who is one? When you say, this is one, this is still a thing. But there is no thing, and you are no thing. What is he, and what are you? This is what I want you to know, but you cannot reach if you are not complete. Most of the fukara reach to touch completion because I have given all the meanings in the way. The word fukara is taken from the Quran. God is the rich, and you are the poor. Al Fukara, 47, verse 38. The word has come to refer to those who aspire to spiritual poverty or detachment. This has been a short time, but you do not need a long time to know why you live. Are you dead? Are you alive? There are many things inside you asking why you are here and why you are not there. Who is here? He and you. Also, you are he and he is you, but in the deep meaning. All this meaning is not revealed in the language of the tongue. I want everyone to be able to touch this meaning with his hand. But after he has changed his hand needs to change in every station. You are born again and again many times. You are born many times in one day. What does this mean? When I say that you are born, I mean that you are changing. To change is to be born. I want everyone to return to be a child and to understand every meaning that I give when I explain everything to you. But it is not I who gives. It is he who gives. But I am the mirror of him. Everyone is the mirror of him. When you look at any side, you are the mirror. Look into yourself if you have anything to look with in this station. Reach to be the mirror so that you can understand everything. You do not need to speak with anyone when you reach. Why speak? You need to speak only when you do not understand something. Why do you cry? The child cries if he needs food or water. When you understand, then you know that there is nothing to cry for because everything is from you to you. When you reach the name, you remember your name. When you reach, what do you reach? You reach the real knowledge of yourself. When you know yourself well, you can know your God because there is no difference. You are the Qibla. There is no other place for the Qibla. When you stand to pray, you stand facing yourself. He does not need you to pray to him. Every prayer is from you to you. This is from the secret. You will find everything in one moment. When you reach, you know that Allah is the quality and you have the same quality. Every quality of Allah has many meanings. When you reach, the same qualities and meanings are within you. If you do not walk, you cannot reach. Know that He has created you to be special for Him and to be special for you. When He created you, He wanted to see Himself in your picture. You are the picture of your God. You are holy, but understand the meaning of the word holy. You are the mosque and you are the secret. You are. The key is in your hand and you are the door. Put the key in the door to open this holy place and to pray in this holy place. You do not need to pray in a mosque or in any other place. You cannot know God if you do not know this holy place inside you. You need to know that Allah is in any place that you sit. Know, and know, and know. He gives if you give. If you give God everything, he will also give you everything. Give to take. If you do not give, how can you take? He wants you to put this key in the door of the holy tomb to open it. This tomb is the holy secret. What can I say about this tomb? All the secrets are inside this tomb. You are the tomb and you live in this tomb. If you do not break this tomb, you cannot open it. What do I mean by the word break? I mean that I want you to leave everything outside. You have lived in the outside, but when you reach a high station, there is no outside. There is no difference between anyone because there are no souls. There is only one soul. There is no difference between men and women. Why is the man and where is the woman? Where is the man and where is the woman? This religion does not make a difference between anyone. If you see a difference, how can you give the truth? Who makes the difference? The human being is the one who makes the differences. Allah does not make differences. He makes only one. What does he make? He makes his picture, and every side is you. If you see a side, there really is no side, because everything is a picture of God. When you can see this picture, your prayer is from this picture, because this picture is very holy. You are the picture. When you pray for this picture because Allah does not need this prayer, but you need the prayer. Give the mercy because you are the child of Allah. Give the mercy to anyone. Make peace with anyone and send the love to anyone. Know to whom you really send the mercy when you send mercy, and also know who really sends the mercy. Only Allah. When you send mercy, you do not send it to anyone, because in reality the mercy is from you to you. And when you send the love to anyone, you do not really send love to another person, but you send it to yourself. He loves and he loves and he loves. Without loving, you cannot reach. If anyone does not love, how can they reach? Allah is the love and you are the love. Why not send the love if you want to know the secret? This is the life. There is no life like this life. Know that everything is from him to him, from you to you. What can I say? There are many meanings inside my heart, but excuse my simple language. If I had the English language, I could explain more and more. There is no end and no beginning. There is only Allah. Allah.